and welcome to the RenRe presentation of first quarter 2015 results conference call. My name is Jasmine, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode and will remain muted for the duration of the conference. If at any time during the call you require operator assistance, please press star followed by zero, and the operator will be happy to assist you. I will now like to turn the conference over to your host for today. Mr. Harris, please proceed.
Thank you, Jasmine. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RenRe first quarter 2015 results presentation. The Q1 report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.renre.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. This conference call will also be recorded and placed online on www.renre.com. Please turn to page 3 of the presentation that was distributed yesterday together with the first quarter 2015 report. This first slide is a summary of highlights of the first quarter 2015 results. In terms of its financial results, the company showed a pre-tax gain in the first quarter of 2015 of €288,000 compared to a €2,000 loss in Q1 2014. This gain is mainly driven by a favorable exchange rate, resulting in an unrealized foreign exchange gain of approximately €1 million. The operating cash outflow for the period was €197,000 compared to €145,000 compared to the first quarter of 2014. This difference is mainly due to deferred costs at the corporate level that supports the running of the group as a public entity. The net asset value, or NAV, was €0.48 or 4.04 Norwegian krona per share at the end of the first quarter of 2015, and that represents a decrease of 1.2% compared to the end of the fourth quarter of 2014. With regards to its operational highlights, the company continues to upgrade its land bank with new permits and project plans. The Brashov plot sale was concluded successfully, with the company collecting the outstanding balance of €850,000. This sum was used to repay part of the Alpha Bank loan. Main macro and market highlights for Romania remain positive and include the European Commission recently raising its forecast for Romania's economic growth to 2.8% for 2015 and 3.3% for 2016. The commercial real estate investments volume is reaching at €1.2 billion compared to €0.35 billion in 2013. Additionally, the commercial rent segment, the net take-up increased by 30% during 2014. In the residential sector, building permits in Romania increased by 3.1% during the first quarter of 2015. Apartment prices also in the company's core market, which is Constanza, have increased by 4% during the quarter. Please turn to the following page for more information on the company's land bank. This is an overview of the company's land bank, situated mainly in Constanza and with some plots in Bucharest. The Brashov plot that the company sold right after the current reporting period is still included in the property portfolio shown in this presentation. There were no major changes in the company's land bank during the first quarter of 2015 compared to the fourth quarter of 2014. The management is proactively seeking to sell further properties and it expects further disposals within 2015. Please turn to page 6. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value, or NAV, of the company under international financial reporting standards. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at €28,439,000 and reflects the value set in the latest end-of-year valuation performed by Knight Frank. Inventories mainly refer to development that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular the Oasis development. Inventories in the first quarter 2015 are €2,349,000. Cash in the company at the end of the first quarter is €310,000, plus an investment in an illiquid bond of €743,000. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of the year was €1,053,000. Other assets or liabilities are a negative €11,460,000, mainly due to the Alpha Bank loan, the balance of which currently stands at €12,370,000, including the accrued interest, but before any payment made from the final sale of the Brashov plots. This gives a movement in the net asset value during Q1 2015 of a negative €232,000. This shows a decrease of 1.2% compared to the fourth quarter of 2014. This is solely due to the foreign exchange effect resulting from the translation of the financial statements into euro, the reporting currency of the group. Please turn over to page 7 for the financial highlights. This is a table indicating the financial highlights of the first quarter results compared with the same quarter last year. The operating revenue during Q1 2015 was €66,000 compared to €61,000 in Q1 2014. The income relates to the rent received on some of the land bank assets awaiting development. Total operating expenses amounted to €264,000. In Q1 2015, compared with €221,000 in Q1 2014. Out of these operating expenses, the payroll costs were €64,000 and include the remuneration of two of the board members. With adjustment for inventories not considered, the total operating expenses of the company during Q1 2015 were around 10% higher than the ones in the same quarter of 2014. Out of the total operating expenses, the main cost items relate to general and administration costs in conjunction with the running of the group as a public entity, which are relatively maintained flat and kept to the minimum. The other operating income expense is driven by the change in the value of investment property as a result of the effect of the foreign currency exchange rate before translating this into the functional currency of the group. During the first quarter of 2015, there were no changes to the euro values of the investment property. The net of other operating income expense in the first quarter amounted to a net loss of €485,000 compared to a net loss of €193,000 compared to the first quarter of 2014. During the first quarter of this year, Romreal generated an operating loss of €683,000 compared to a loss of €353,000 in Q1 2014. Financial income and expense. The interest expense includes the expense accrued for the period for the interest in respect of the Alpha Bank loan in the amount of €85,000. Foreign exchange result for the first quarter of 2015 was a gain of €1,056,000 compared to a net foreign exchange gain of €444,000 in Q1 2014. During the quarter, the RON appreciated by 1.7% against the euro. The main items that generate foreign exchange differences are the intercompany loans and the loan taken from Alpha Bank in principle, the amount of which is €11.4 million plus its accrued interest to date. The company's policy is to hedge this effect by retaining most of its cash in euro, and also by denominating all receivables in euro. Although not reflected from an accounting perspective, the practice in real estate is that these transactions are denominated in euro and payments made at the exchange rate ruling at the date of payment, hence reducing the risk of cash losses due to the exchange rate movements. The results before tax during Q1 2015 was a gain of €288,000. Compared to a loss before tax of €2,000 during the first quarter of 2014. The company's cash and cash equivalent position at the end of Q1 was €310,000 compared to €507,000 at the end of Q4 2014. The company maintains its investment in a bond issued by Svenska Handelsbanken. The bond is issued in perpetuity, but the issuer has a call option on the 16th of December of 2015. The bond was acquired at 102.43% of par and carries a coupon of 4.19%. The bond is expected to be called by its issuer at par, and the expected yield to maturity amounts to 3.01%. At the end of the first quarter of 2015, the principal amount placed in the bond and the accrued interest was a total of €743,000. Please turn to the following page. Romania continues to announce positive news regarding its macroeconomic development. The Romanian gross domestic product, or GDP, grew by 2.9% in 2014, with private consumption contributing strongly, following by the government increase of the minimum wage by 12.5% during 2014. In Q1 2015, the country's GDP grew by 4.3% compared to the first quarter of 2014. The European Central Bank sources forecast a growth for 2015 and 2016 of 2.8% and 3.3% respectively, driven by an improved private consumption and increase in investments. Within 2015, the National Bank of Romania has lowered the interest rate four times, from 2.75% to 1.75% as of May, and despite the high growth, annual inflation is well under control. Prices increased 1.4% during 2014, but inflation has come down in 2015 and is now around 0.6% annually. In April, inflation was recorded to 0.7%, and for 2015, the inflation is forecasted to end at 0.2%, helped by a reduction in the value of the VAT for food, lower energy prices, and lower inflation in the European Union. The amount of non-performing loans, or NPLs, has started to fall, following proactive policies by the National Bank, which were followed by sales of large NPL portfolios by some of the main banking institutions of the country. On a separate front, the Romanian government continues to fight corruption, and a series of high-profile cases of government and government-related individuals are underway, resulting in arrests and prosecutions. The battling of corruption is expected to boost the investment confidence in the country. If you please turn to the following page. After a very good year for the local real estate sector in 2014, the market seems to be entering in a sustainable growth period, according to a recent report by Colliers International Romania. In 2014, commercial real estate investment reached €1.2 billion compared to €0.35 billion for 2013, while in the commercial rent segment, the net take-up increased by 30%. The office and investment segments were the most active last year, according to the Colliers report. There are also signs that 2015 will mark the comeback of the industrial segment, judging from rising demand for industrial spaces in the countryside and a significant interest for new developments. This trend will confirm by the numerous landmark investment deals closed last year. The 2015-2016 expectation is that the local market will continue to benefit from a contribution of improving economic and property market conditions. The stronger demand coming from the business sector indicates further increase in domestic purchasing power, which will drive retail and residential markets altogether. With regards to the last market, 2014 was the best year since the start of the financial crisis, with increased activity across all sectors of the market. The positive news came from the land related to residential segment, which experienced the best year since 2008. Market expectations point that this trend will continue in 2015. With regards to the residential market developments, record sales volumes and a new stock entering the market characterized by the residential segment in 2014. Price variations close to zero, which together with an increase in demand encouraged developers to seek out new opportunities. However, supply is expected to diversify further with more middle and upper middle projects entering the market in the context of demand continued to observe a positive development. According to the largest online real estate platform in Romania, Immobiliare.ro, apartment prices in Constanza have increased 4% during the first quarter of 2015, reaching 897 euro per square meter. On the other hand, housing prices in Bucharest have decreased by 1% during the same period and are currently estimated at an average of 1,061 euro per square meter. The most positive sign is with regards to the residential building permits, which have increased by 3.1% during the first quarter of 2015. This is the strongest growth recorded since the residential market peaked in 2008. Please turn to the following page. With regards to apartment price developments, the housing prices in Romania have indicated an increase of 1.3% compared with the same quarter last year, currently estimated at an average of 950 euro per square meter. Apartment prices in Constanța, which is the company's main land bank exposure, have increased 4% during the first quarter of 2015, reaching 897 euro per square meter. Please turn to the following page. On page 10, you can find a list of the top 20 shareholders of RomReal. The top 20 shareholder list is publicly available information. It has been created here as a service to investor. This can also be found on the company's webpage, www.romreal.ro. The following slide shows a summary to update investors on the status of the Alpha Bank loan. The secured loan has a nominal value of 11,422,000 euro at the end of the first quarter of 2015. The loan matures on the 27th of November 2015. The company has a right to extend the loan for 1 plus 1 year, provided that the interest is paid upfront at the extension deadline. The company has the required liquidity to extend this loan. During 2014 and 2015, the company has reduced the principal amount with the net proceeds from asset sales. As part of the extension in November 2015, the company will ask for rights to extend the loan with another one-year option. Please turn the page for the summary of the main focus areas going forward. Related to cash management, the company is confident that the cash in hand and the financial bond investment is sufficient to extend the Alpha Bank loan in November 2015. Furthermore, the company is actively seeking to divest more land from its portfolio, currently in ongoing discussions and negotiations for several new individual plot sales. The company expects to sell several assets during 2015, including an expected sale of part of the parking lots to a residential development project. To make the plots sellable, the company is seeking to add incremental value to individual plots during the period in which they are part of the land bank, up until a potential sale is completed. The various forms of adding value include upgrading of planning permission, as well as maintenance of plot surfaces, buildings, fencing, and similar. The management will also attempt to create income from the plots in its land bank by renting out to third parties for commercial use, structured in such a way so it does not prevent or interfere with an eventual sale of the plots. This concludes our presentation for today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. We will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you all a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. So you all have a great day.